Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast for May 6th, 2014. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and today I'll be talking with Chunling Yi about the involvement of a transcriptional co-regulator called YAP in the progression of an aggressive form of pancreatic cancer that's driven by an oncogenic form of KRAS. KRAS is a small guanosine triphosphatase that mediates signaling through several different pathways that control cell growth and death. Mutations that render KRAS overactive or constitutively active are associated with various types of cancer, including pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma, also called PDAC. PDAC is one of the most deadly types of cancer, and it's the most common form of pancreatic cancer. These tumors develop from acinar cells, which secrete digestive enzymes into the pancreatic ducts. Those enzymes then flow through the ducts into the duodenum. Under certain conditions, acinar cells can change their morphology and their gene expression patterns to become more like the ductal cells. These ductal metaplasias are called pannins, which can give rise to the more aggressive PDACs. PDACs frequently have mutations that increase the activity of KRAS. But targeting these mutant forms of KRAS has proven very challenging as a therapy for KRAS-driven cancers. A new study from Chunling Yi's lab demonstrates that the transcriptional co-regulator YAP is required for the progression of pannins into PDAC. Yi spoke to me by telephone from her lab at the Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Hello, Dr. Yi. Welcome to the Science Signaling Podcast.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma is a very aggressive type of cancer that develops from the acinar cells of the pancreas. What goes wrong with those cells to give rise to that type of cancer?
Pancreatic ductal adenocarcinoma, or we simply call it PDAC, is actually a very complex disease that involves a multi-step process of development. First, acinar cells will differentiate into ductal-like cells, which can be caused by either acquisition of a KRAS mutation or simply by pancreatitis. And these neoplastic ductal cells form lesions that's called pannins. Actually, early pannins are quite common in adults, as indicated by autopsy studies of people who did not develop pancreatic cancer. And it's remained to be determined what causes some people pannin to develop into cancer, whereas others pannins just remain dormant throughout people's lifespan. It has been suggested that acquisition of additional mutations such as p53 or SMI4 may contribute to the progression of these pannins to PDAC.
Activating mutations in KRAS have been associated with PDAC. How does hyperactivation of KRAS contribute to progression of this cancer?
Hyperactivation of KRAS is required not just for the progression, as has been shown to be required for the initiation progression as well as the tumor maintenance. And KRAS, as you know, can activate many signaling pathways. At this point, it's unclear which pathway downstream of KRAS is actually critical for the cancer progression. So this is actually one of the reasons we decided to look into YAP to determine whether YAP may be a critical factor for the PDAC progression induced by oncogenic KRAS.
What did you find? How does YAP contribute to that progression?
So the most striking finding is that knockout of YAP completely blocked the proliferation of KRAS mutant neoplastic ductal cells in vivo. We found that even over a year's time or longer, these KRAS mutant neoplastic ductal cells just remain quiescent, and they do not go to apoptosis, but they do not proliferate either. And furthermore, we probed these cells further molecularly, and we found that YAP is required for the expression of a group of secreted factors that are induced by oncogenic KRAS when YAP is present. We found that when we deleted YAP, KRAS can no longer induce the expression of these secreted factors. And what's intriguing is that these secreted factors have been shown by numerous previous studies to be important for the buildup of a tumor microenvironment that favors the progression of pannins into PDAC. And consistent with these previous findings, we found that when we knock out YAP in this mouse model, the buildup of a tumor microenvironment is affected severely. Therefore, we contributed the dramatic effect of YAP knockout on tumor progression, at least partially to the failure of these cells to induce a favorable environment that will feed back to the tumor cells to make them progress and proliferate.
YAP is a transcriptional co-regulator that can be activated or repressed by a lot of different signals. Mm-hmm. Did you look at the molecular connection between KRAS and YAP? Do you know how KRAS is communicating with YAP?
Yes, actually we did. The MAPK pathway is a major effector pathway downstream of KRAS. We actually found that through the MAPK pathway, oncogenic KRAS can induce modification of YAP. However, we're still working on determining what type of modification is it and how it's affecting the YAP activity. But our initial study suggests that KRAS signals through the MAPK pathway to modulate YAP activity.
YAP is important in the progression of PAN-ENS to PDAC, but is YAP important for the normal function of the SNR cells or the ductal cells?
Our study suggests no. To test whether YAP is important for normal pancreatic development or homeostasis, we actually generated pancreatic-specific YAP knockout mice without introducing oncogenic KRAS mutations, just looking at how YAP affects normal pancreas. We found that these YAP knockout mice develop completely normal pancreas with all the essential compartments and cell types, and they live a normal lifespan, and they are essentially indistinguishable from wild-type mice. As you know, a key function of the pancreas is to modulate the blood sugar level. We carried out a glucose tolerance test on these mice, the same kind of test that are used in humans who are suspected of developing diabetes. We found these mice tolerated glucose shock as well as the wild-type mice. We also induced a pancreatitis in these mice and find that they mounted a similar response as wild-type mice. So based on all these findings, we concluded that YAP is not required for normal pancreatic development or function.
The idea would be that blocking YAP function could prevent progression of the PAN-ENS into PDAC. And so that raises two questions. First, how easy is it to identify patients that have the PAN-ENS? The PAN-ENS that haven't yet progressed into PDAC?
This is a big challenge to the pancreatic cancer research field. How to, you know, first detect these early PAN-ENS and how to predict whose PAN-ENS is going to progress into PDAC. This is something that the scientists are still working very hard on. There are some early successes of using serum markers or imaging tools to, at least in mice, to identify and predict mice who has these early metaplasias, but not yet PDAC, and predict who will progress. But whether these methods can be translated into the clinics remain to be seen. So, no, it's not easy to identify patients with early PAN-ENS.
Let's say that you could identify those PAN-ENS and that you could somehow block YAP activity to prevent the progression into PDACs.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any health consequence of having those PAN-ENS in the pancreas? I know you said that autopsies from healthy individuals had shown that apparently healthy people have these, but have there been any detailed studies showing whether these are more common in people that have other diseases or that these PAN-ENS might contribute to other disease states?
Well, it depends on how severe. So actually one of the risk factors of pancreatic cancer development is pancreatitis. So it has been shown people who have suffered chronic or acute pancreatitis throughout their life has much higher chance of developing PDAC. However, only very severe cases of pancreatitis obviously will cause a health problem to people. But in most cases, these kind of sporadic metaplasias does not appear to cause any detectable problems to the pancreatic function. So that's actually part of the reason why it's so hard to catch these patterns early on before they progress into the aggressive PDAC, because they do cause symptoms. And as for your question, whether inhibiting YAP, if we do that, and if we can predict people who are at risk to develop PDAC, and our study suggests that, yes, if we can do that, it would be beneficial to prevent these patients from developing PDAC.
As we touched on earlier, YAP can be affected by a lot of different signaling inputs,
mm-hmm.
and it plays an important role not just in development, but in homeostasis in adults.
Mm-hmm.
Would it even be feasible to inhibit YAP specifically in the pancreas? Because I would imagine that inhibiting YAP throughout the body would be a bad idea.
Well, it's yet to be seen whether inhibiting YAP throughout the body is a bad idea or not. The reason I say that is that because most of the studies that we have done in mice, knocking out YAP in different organs, were done actually during embryonic development. And yes, it has been shown that when we knock out YAP, during development in, for example, liver, it does cause some defects. But knockout of YAP in adult mice has not been done. So that's something that would be very interesting to look at. It remains to be seen whether we can safely inhibit YAP in adults. Another point I want to bring out is that it may not be actually beneficial even if we can figure out a way how to inhibit YAP specifically in the pancreas. The reason is that PDAC is a very aggressive cancer. It metastasizes very early on. So I think unless we can catch them before they progress into PDAC, it actually would be more beneficial to not restrict YAP inhibition solely to the pancreas.
Thank you for speaking with me, Dr. Yi.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
That was Chunling Yi discussing a paper published in the May 6th issue of Science Signaling by Zhang and colleagues. You can read that article online at stke.sciencemag.org. The Science Signaling Podcast is a production of Science Signaling and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, advancing science, serving society. If you have any questions or comments, you can write to us at sciencesignalingeditors@aaas.org. I'm Annalisa Van Hook, and on behalf of Science Signaling and AAAS, thanks for listening.